USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. It could have an impact on Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Word Montana Senator Republican Steve Daines will miss Saturday's vote because his daughter is getting married. His spokesman says he'll be walking her down the aisle. Republicans currently hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate and can only afford to lose one vote if Democrats vote unanimously against Kavanaugh, which remains to be seen.
In less than 2 years of Republican leadership, America has achieved the biggest comeback in our history. True.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota, as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
The number of Americans working right now, today, has reached an all-time high in our history.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Mainstream media bias regarding the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation process being called out by Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with the story.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley called out reporters on Thursday by saying the media was showing a bias in the covering of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
You folks can have something to do with this. Now, I would never use the word fake news. I consider you folks policemen for our democratic system of government. But I want to show you where some of you have bias. I've had demonstrators in my office for 2 weeks now, both for Kavanaugh and against Kavanaugh. And one time, the people that were for Kavanaugh wanted to be interviewed. And they said, we're only interested in interviewing people against Kavanaugh. Now, is that's a bias that none of you should be proud of.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Taking a look at your money now on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the Nasdaq down 145, and the S&P 500 down 23. An update now on the suspicious substance found in two envelopes mailed to the Pentagon. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
It was castor beans, which is what ricin is made from. One of the envelopes was mailed to Defense Secretary James Mattis, the other to Admiral John Richardson. But the envelopes never made it to the Pentagon. They were flagged at a sorting facility. A man identified as William Allen III was taken into custody in Logan, Utah. Reportedly, he put the return address on the letters, including one he sent to President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Young people and their parents being questioned about cyberbullying. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Teens and young adults say cyberbullying is a serious problem for people their age, but most surveyed in this Youth Political Pulse poll say they don't believe they'll be the ones targeted for digital abuse. The poll was done by the Associated Press and MTV and found roughly three-quarters of 15 to 26-year-olds say online bullying and abuse is a serious problem for their peers. Also, about half of both young people and their parents surveyed view social media overall as having a mostly negative effect on the younger generation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.